Good morning. It is Tuesday, February the 16th. My co-host today next to me is Kevin Scullion from Passing Places in Scotland. He's over there. Is that the right way to point?
Yeah.
Or he might be over there. Anyway, he moves around a lot. He's got to keep... Go ahead.
The recording button doesn't show on my screen?
It's showing on mine. It should be okay. Recording. And today... As part of the tactical tips for SEO, what a mouthful. Why did I come up with that name? We're going to talk about getting people there, right? That's what SEO does. We want them to have a good user experience, but we have to make that user experience happen the first time. So one of the ways that you can track the performance of your calls to actions, your links, okay, is to use a link shortener tool called Bitly. And Bitly, bitly.com, it'll be in the show notes, has produced an ebook simply called 37 Ways That Brands Use Bitly. This is going to give you how brands all use different shapes and sizes are using Bitly in their marketing. There's 5 different channels where Bitly can help with metrics and optimization. And yes, I'm reading this. And there are 37 different examples, quotes, and use cases to make the most out of having a Bitly link shortener. So if you're into brand management, if your area of responsibility covers how to get that done, the download link for this ebook will be available in the show notes, like I say, and I'll get in later about all the different places that we list this podcast. So the first thing we want to talk about is using the Bitly link shortener to track Instagram metrics. So there's a lot of consumer and media brands that are having big pushes made into Instagram. And you may have an Instagram account yourself, and maybe you're not using it for your brand. But how do you know how to drive traffic back to your website from Instagram? You do what Mashable does. Mashable keeps track of visitors coming to their site from Instagram, separate and apart. And the way they do that, with a Bitly short link, right? So when somebody clicks on that, go see what's what on the Mashable site by the Instagram image that was given, they're tracking it with the Bitly short link. The guy from Social Quant, his name is Mike, and forgive me if I say it wrong, Kawula, K-A-W-U-L-A. He's the CEO, and apologize to that. Anyway, if you don't measure, then you don't grow, simply put. So Bitly is going to give you the opportunity to measure and test different copy, and Kevin and I talked about this in the pre-show. And you can test what's a dud and what's a winner, and then go with a good clickable text that's going to give your site a lot better performance. You can measure product trials from Twitter. You know those things that come up in Twitter? Click here to get your free sample of whatever, the trial version of the Passing Places newsletter. Click this link. Bazinga, you got the tracking right there with the Bitly short link. You can brand across channels with what's called short names. Like example, when you think of Nike, the running shoe, you think of the swoosh, their logo. So guess what? The short branded URL that Nike puts on their stuff to track the brand performance is swoosh, S-W-O-O.S-H. And this is all in the show notes. Simply, and I put this in bold text and in the show notes too, branded short domains can see up to a 34% higher click-through rate than unbranded links. Now, if you're in that band that you want to have higher click-through rates, this is how you use it. Use Bitly for your metrics on your short domains and get that higher click-through rate. Another thing you can do with Bitly, like this, we haven't done already enough, you can optimize your timing. You can find out, and we talked about this a minute ago, Kevin, find out when the prime time is on your account based on how those links are performing now. So I'd encourage you to get a Bitly link if you don't have one already and use it for that. The pearl in the oyster for me is the ebook says you can analyze your competitors' engagement. What? I can find out how the Red Bull company tracks their links? Yeah. All you'd have to do is find out what their Bitly link is and then add a plus sign to the end. So it's going to be bit.ly.com/something-something-something, right? Or it's going to be wings/something-something-something. And then put a plus sign at the end, bring it up in your browser, bazinga, you've got the engagement analytics to look at that. There's a section that talks about ebook downloads, and that's kind of a no-brainer. You have click here to download my ebook, and you make a Bitly link out of it. This makes it shorter, so it's going to work in Twitter, take up less characters, et cetera, et cetera. If you have any questions about the power of the link evolved, if you want to find out how Bitly does things, and maybe you have a question how Bitly can do this for your brand, then simply email brands@bitly.com. This will all be in the show notes. Don't have to write it down. And listen to the latest Cook Report. It's going to be a Bitly link come tomorrow, right? And speaking of Bitly links and thank you links, I want to thank, well, we got to thank this guy, Passing Places in Scotland. So you go to Passing Places. Is it passingplaces.socct?
Yes,
.scot. Right. Okay. And big thank you to Edinburgh Dusters, Fraser, that got this whole Cook Report thing going. If you want to blame somebody, you can blame him. He's the company that likes to clean. In fact, he's probably cleaning right now. He likes to do that all the time, it seems. He'll stop and eat lunch and then go clean again. He's really into it, does a good job. If you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, and you got Edinburgh, Scotland porch occupied by Fraser, saying, okay, what do we have to clean? You're doing it right. That's the first step in the process. Big thank you goes to Blab, where this right here wouldn't happen without them. They do the audio. They do the video. I do a little remixing on the video so I can have credits and whatnot, but they give me the initial raw source file. And all those audio and video files we place on the internet, you can listen to us on Stitcher. And because it's on Stitcher, it's on iTunes. You can listen to us on our Blab profile. Just go to Blab's URL and then put Guyer Cook. The people at iTunes have got it because it's on the Podbean. So you go to cookreport.podbean.com and look at that feed. And then if you're an Apple user, you want to get it on your iTunes device, it's available there too. The video we have on YouTube, and we also embed that onto our blog. And so I guess that's all the show notes are done. So I just, all I have to do now is say those three magic words, Kevin, get my mouse up here and get ready to go. Look like I know what I'm doing. And then the show will be over because I'll simply say, thank you, Kevin, for being the co-host today. And it's a wrap.